1-800-616-1616 today.
Flip-floppers aren't just politicians. Brett Favre dragging out yet another retirement to unretire and become the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's some of what we'll be talking about. Some of the best flip-flops of all time, whether it's politics, sports, or anything else. In the meantime, we know that the battle lines are clearly drawn across the United States when it comes to health care reform or health insurance reform, whatever term you want to use and throw in there. We know about the House bill that's so cumbersome and flooded with language that hardly anybody understands, including the people who put it together. We know that there have been 6 healthcare lobbyists per 1 politician on the Hill. Do you believe that? Wined and dined and seduced by 6 people. That's a nice ratio, isn't it? And of course it is, because they got to protect their interests. And this is kind of like, you know what? Cover your butt. Big time. That's what's also happening when it comes to some of these incredibly charged up town hall meetings. Now it's really just become fodder for the late night shows and some of the comedians out there. But I still say, you have an opinion, you want some answers, you want some clarification, which I don't think you're really truly going to get. You still should show up if there's a town hall meeting in your backyard, because, hey, go a couple miles, show up, express yourself. In the words of Madonna, why not? I do not think currently where we are going. Now you have 60 House Democrats saying that they will not pass. They will not pass a bill without the public option. Many in the public do not want the public option from everything that we have learned about it. There are other people who say, well, that's ridiculous, because then would you really have any of this health care reform if you're not offering health care to everybody? So clearly, that is one giant tug of war. In the meantime, Obama's numbers keep dipping in the Gallup polls and all the other polls that have been taken out there. Pretty much you're seeing a significant drop in, what, the 7 months that he's been president. And most of it is because of this health care reform and, of course, the economy as well. One comedian who has his own spin on the news, Jon Stewart, I think was right on point when he said, what's with Obama and staying on message? That's pretty much how I feel day in and day out. This is the biggest struggle with this administration. They are huge flip-floppers. Once they're criticized, once there's a public backlash, suddenly they change their minds. Here's Jon Stewart's take.
Meanwhile, we mere mortals continue to battle furiously over who will pay for our future colonoscopies. We are a weak race. Last Tuesday, Barack Obama had a pretty cozy town hall in New Hampshire. But on Friday, he took his show to a first-come, first-serve hoedown in Red State, Bastion, McCain, and Bush voting, Montana. It's on!
I am excited to be back in Montana.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
You're doing great. You are a heroic mom. So we are grateful to you. And your son's lucky.
I now have a new job, helping people who are...
That's great.
I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the Montana Ambassadors.
Thank you so much. Well, you make a great ambassador.
Get a room! Actually, I see you already have one. It's for the purpose of a town hall meeting. Look at these people. For God's sake, did you find the only 2,000 ACLU members in Montana? There's got to be a Yosemite Sam-looking NRA member out there somewhere, doesn't there? I mean, for God's sake. Wait a minute.
My name is Randy Rathi. I'm from Ekalaka, Montana. And as you can see, I'm a proud NRA member.
Let me just do a quick impression right now of the Secret Service.
I believe in our Constitution, and it's a very important thing. I also get my news from the cable networks, because I don't like the spin that comes from the mother places.
Hey, leave Sam Elliott alone. I eat fire-cooked meat because I get freaked out by ovens. And I'm teaching myself to live without sleeping because I don't trust my dreams. I've been working on that accent. All right, go get him, Yosemite Sam, with your fascist tyranny, Hitler care, Tree of Liberty, monthly water. Yeehaw! Boom, boom, boom!
You can't tell us how you're going to pay for this. The only way you're going to get that money is to raise our taxes. You said you wouldn't. Max Baucus says he doesn't want to put a bill out that will. But that's the only way you can do that.
That was reasonable. No bluster, no threats, no nothing. You, sir, are a disgrace to your old-timey mustache. I'm going to have to revoke it. Now, I'm going to keep this thing until you learn how to crazy it up a little bit. That still had Dinty Moore on it. So our stereotypical Montanaite let us down. But then Obama had to head to Colorado to face a different kind of Republican, the young free market idealist.
My name is Zach Lane. I'm a student at the University of Colorado in Boulder. How in the world can a private corporation providing insurance compete with an entity that does not have to worry about making a profit, does not have to pay local property taxes? They do not have to, they're not subject to local regulations.
Yeah, private institutions can never compete with strong public options, right? Guy who goes to publicly funded state college, talking to guy who went to still flourishing,
right, so
not out of business,
John
private college.
Stewart's spin and a little bit of, especially that first part I wanted you to hear. I mean, of course, he's making fun of the people that are at the town hall meeting, but in listening to what he said about Barack Obama and what, you know, are they ever on point with the message? So right now in the Gallup poll, more Americans disapprove, 49%, than approve, 43%. Of Obama's handling of health care policy, that I don't think that's a surprise, and it really hasn't changed since mid-July. As far as the economy, it's a little bit higher than that. So health care seems to be the worst part of it, and of course that's because everybody's so scared to death. As anybody knows, where even if you had a little bit of a malady and you've gone to the doctors, you think of the, especially if you're doing a Medicare with some other kind of insurance, you know how dicey it can become, and you got to figure out in your retirement, you know, who's paying for what. Overall ratings, approve 52%, disapprove 42%. So you can see that there's been a little bit of a switch there. How about the Canadians? Everybody keeps pointing to Canada and UK and France, and we know after some digging, President Sarkozy wants desperately to have a copay in France because they're drowning with problems there. In Canada, they've got their own problems. Sam is called in, Al is called in. I've talked to other people, and there's a report that thousands of surgeries could be cut in Vancouver. And there's an awful story out of the UK about a woman who gave birth on the pavement because she was refuse an ambulance ride. I'll tell you about that on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
To check out this story that I saw in one of the English papers called Mail Online. This is the kind of health care that you want the possibility of having. A woman had to give birth on the pavement. Now, it does sound like a National Enquirer tabloid headline, but it's true, because she was refused an ambulance, and this is what they told her. She called for an ambulance. She went into labor unexpectedly. It was her fourth kid, a 27-year-old woman. And they told her that she should have made her own way there. She knew she was pregnant for 9 months. She should have found her own way there. They couldn't possibly go and get her because they didn't have enough ambulances to make the run. So that was the excuse at the Royal Infirmary. They said, go take a hot bath and then just kind of make your way over. I'm sorry, you're in labor? Take a hot bath. We don't have any ambulances to come and fetch you. You should have arranged a ride. You knew you were pregnant for 9 months. How come you didn't do that? Oh, so she had, what could she do? She left the house. There was no one around to help. And she went down on the sidewalk. I mean, she fell down on the sidewalk, basically, and had the kid on the sidewalk. And she says she doesn't really even remember much, that there were some people that tried to help her. And finally, of course, the ambulance, I guess, did arrive because the paramedics had to come out and help her. And, you know, after the midwife showed up, and it was just, I guess, plain luck that she showed up in the nick of time when all this was happening on the sidewalk. And I think they were both in shock. So that had to be upsetting. Make your own way to the hospital? Sorry, we can't come and fetch you? I don't think any young woman in this country would want to have any kind of great coverage like they have in the UK that's the possibility of happening. But even a better example is Canada, because we keep hearing about Canada so great, Canada's fabulous with their healthcare coverage. Now they're staying in Vancouver because of government underfunding, right? And this was a story that was leaked to the paper there. Thousands of surgeries have to be cut. We're talking about people who need neurosurgery, treatments for vascular diseases, and other necessary procedures, right? Necessary. They're going to have to wait. They're considering just chopping them out. They just can't afford it. What are they going to do? They have a budget shortfall. It's going to hit about $200 million. So it gets leaked because doctors and emergency people are upset by this. So it gets leaked to a reporter, and obviously they're not happy about it in Vancouver, but the cuts are coming. It's part of an executive summary. The health authority had to confirm it as to what is going to happen. What do you do? Cost-cutting measures on necessary surgery? That's awful. So we're not talking about something you could maybe wait for, which is what we heard about. Now we're talking about, with these operating rooms, they've got to be able to cut it out because they can't afford it. If it's not medically necessary, it used to be that. If it was elective, you would have to wait. But now when you talk about ophthalmology, neurosurgery, vascular surgery, other specialized areas, I don't know. To me, that's scary. That's way too high. And even this is the other part of this, the other shoe. I'm just trying to give you examples as we continue to talk about healthcare reform with the public option. And, geez, could we have something similar to Canada, the UK, or France? Well, let's look into what they have. Let's get the true scoop. You might find some people that say it's fabulous, and usually they're very healthy, right? So 112 full-time jobs, right, in this one hospital in Vancouver, 13 anesthesiologists, they're saying, are going to be affected by the reductions because they've got to cut the surgeries, so they got to cut the cases. That's how they're going to be able to shrink the jobs, too. So the healthcare system, clearly that's going to affect them in Vancouver. How can it not? How can it not? You got wait times that used to be lower than the rest of Canada. Now they're going to soar up there. The total health spending in British Columbia was $15.7 billion. That's 4%, up 4% over the previous year. So when you think they got it better across the border, think again. Absolutely. If you're healthy and you don't have to use your health insurance, so it seems, it's a good deal. But that's a good deal in America, too, if you don't have to use your health care and somebody's providing it for you and you're single, let's say, and you have a low overhead, right? And don't get me wrong, in case you've never heard America Tonight and you're cruising along somewhere and you think, what is this lady talking about? Here truly is my vision for this. But I don't have all the answers. I'm trying desperately to get my hands on any facts I can. And I've talked to lots of people in the healthcare industry. I've talked to people overseas to find out what's so fabulous about other countries and what they offer. And you know what? The Scandinavian countries, they got us all beat. Of course, in Norway, they are the happiest people, and they have the best healthcare system. So Norway, Sweden, yeah, they got great healthcare coverage, probably the best. Not as great as you think in France, and the same thing with the UK, certainly, where they're shutting down wards, and the same thing across the border in Canada. So public option, be careful what you wish for. And clearly, when we're told, well, you can keep your same doctor. Well, your rates aren't going to go up, but that can't be true. I'll keep pointing to the same statistic. Okay, Medicare. Medicare, of course, is bleeding. We know that. Medicare's in trouble. But Medicare, albeit, has been a good source for a lot of people when they needed Medicare. And automatically you get Medicare, by the way, when you hit that retirement age. Usually somebody, or most people, have to get a supplemental type of insurance to the Medicare because it's not enough. So we see what's happened with Medicare and reimbursements and problems initially that they've had with Medicare. But remember, and I said this on a previous show, Medicare, when it was first suggested, when it was voted on, et cetera, and then went into practice, it cost nowhere near what they estimated it would cost. You know, it was six, seven, eight, nine times more in the end. And that's going to be the same thing if there's a complete overhaul here. Do I think that we should tweak the system? You bet. And where I think the biggest problem lies is with the pharmaceutical companies. That's where it lies. Big pharma, baby. They're some of the people that you need to take a look at. As I said, when you have lobbyists, six lobbyists from the healthcare industry to every one politician, I mean, give me a break. And what's going to have to happen, and with people complaining, is you got to stand up for your rights, go to the town hall meetings, start questioning. You know, are you in bed with the pharmaceutical companies? If enough information comes out about them, we've had some, then the politicians eventually will have no choice because they'll lose their job. They won't get reelected than to, you know, admit that, yeah, that's where their backing has come from, basically. So they're not going to be able to, they won't be throwing the votes the way they have in the past if they want to keep their jobs. It's big pharma that has the stranglehold on some of the things that ail our health care system. I think that could be smoothed out. And it's the same thing with insurance. I think it can be smoothed out. That's where the reform needs to come to fall into line, come into place, or come into being. But instead, it's more about the public option or the cooperative. What if we do a cooperative? How would that work in this country? Give examples of an ag co-op or other cities that have that type of insurance. In Minneapolis, for example, they have it. And how is that working? Bottom line is I cannot think and believe that they're going to have the votes anyway with the reaction that you're getting across the country to have health care reform in its bungled, ridiculous form come to fruition. There has to be serious answers and conversations, and a plan has to be laid out. I mean, a simple plan. There are good writers in this country. There are people who know how to cut through the crap and could shrink down 1,000 pages of nonsense and make it make sense and make it palatable to the American people and to the politicians so we know exactly what's hidden in there. Because even if you look at it, there's still things you miss. You have to go back. I have a copy of it on my desktop, and I look at different pages every day to see if there's something I've missed, something that I didn't see, something that doesn't make any sense. And right from the very beginning, the very first couple pages, it doesn't make any sense. So you know where I stand. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Brett Favre and his move to Minnesota, in case you haven't heard. All-time flip-floppers next on America Tonight.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-333-3333. 34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Well, you know, the old joke was it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. I'm not saying Brett Favre is a woman, but he's worse than a woman, according to that statement, right? What is the deal with the retiring and unretiring and not making up his mind? I was thinking, what would it be like to be married to Brett Favre? Is he like this in his everyday life? Where should we go for dinner? Olive Garden. Nah. Maybe we should go and get a steak. I'm just going to grill some hot dogs. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just a retirement thing and it doesn't permeate the rest of his world, but I'd have to think it might. So we've gone through this a couple of years for sports fans listening to America Tonight. You've gone through this first with Green Bay. Then he goes to the Jets. The Jets say adios. Then the possibility of Minnesota. And Minnesota is not happening. Okay, I'm retiring. And now here he is again, back in football, unretiring. In pads, at practice, has a deal with the Vikings. The people in Minnesota are, for now, embracing him, excited, because number 4 gives them a chance, perhaps, to get to the playoffs, much better than the 2 quarterbacks that they had on their roster, the 2 guys, Sage Rosenfels and TJ. There's a much better chance from that perspective from the sports analyst. I'll put my cap on. They have a much better chance with Brett Favre if his shoulder is healthy. But give me a break with the nonsense of the back and forth. It makes me feel like this was some kind of a setup that he knew, okay, let's just cut this off at the pass. I'm going to say I'm not going back and then I won't have to go through the whole practice route again and go through training camp. And through the media's eyes of how will I fit in Minnesota and everything else, and then poof, I got a deal just laid out before me. Now, listen to what Brett Favre has to say. I'll let you tell him in his own words. Here's Mr. Flip-Flopper.
I think for me, I had to be reassured, not from Brad, but from Dr. Andrews and the doctors here as well, that, that we all know there's no guarantees, but that this wouldn't be an issue. Once again, you never know, but my arm has felt, I shouldn't say 100%, but it's felt pretty good. Good enough for me to feel confident about making the throws I need to make. And so once I knew that was okay and was fortunate enough to get the phone call from Chile yesterday, I said, you know, as a lot of friends and family have told me, you won't know unless you take the chance. It's everyone who I've talked to, former players, coaches, just people in general, said if you were to go back, this is a perfect fit. It really is. Once again, there's no guarantees, but they have a really good football team here. They have a very good running game. And I hope from my standpoint, I felt like all along that I could offer some experience and leadership. And I have to admit, you know, through this whole process and after I'd said no 3 weeks ago, at times I was okay with it. Other times I said, boy, you know, I really felt like I could help that team. And I think that's the competitive fire in me. As a player, regardless of sport, you got to feel like you can make a difference. And I truly feel like I can. I just didn't want to look back. I have no idea how I feel a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. But I didn't want to say, you know, what if. It was different. I'm not going to lie to you. As it was different in New York last year. I mean, 16 years played in Green Bay were great years. And that was home to me. And some great games against this organization. Some we won, some we lost. But I think in time it will feel, as I've been welcomed today, by everyone, it feels great. And the bottom line is it's football. And once people start chasing you, once you step into the huddle, I don't look at the helmets. I look at the faces. And I think the guys will know that I'm in it for the right reasons. And that's because I still love to play. And regardless of who it's with, I still feel like I can help this team or whichever team was willing to take a chance. And so, you know, I know there's people out there taking sides and whatever. And there's no, this is not about revenge or anything like that, believe me. You can't take away the 16 years I had in Green Bay. It was unbelievable. It was great. And that will be forever cherished by me and the guys I played with. And, you know, they've moved on. I've moved on. I think it's great for football. You know, I can't see how you wouldn't think it would be. No, I believe me, at times I felt like I hope I didn't, you know, make the wrong decision. But I knew I had to live with it. And when Brad called yesterday, it was kind of like, this is it. It's now or never. And we jokingly, as we were talking, I said, can I play Friday? And this is really, it was early in the conversation. He kind of, you want to play? I said, oh, why not? He said, well, let me talk to our owners. And I don't know if he was talking to them about me playing Friday, but try to get the ball rolling. And another thing I failed to mention, when I told Brad no, which was a very tough thing to do, I talked to he and and Leslie Frazier that day. Leslie had come down earlier in the year and had a good conversation with him, thought the world of him. Hung up with him, the news broke, and my 10-year-old daughter, who was pretty neutral in this whole deal, because I would ask her, what do you want Daddy to do? Whatever you want to do, Daddy. And I said, well, that's a good answer, but what do you want me to do? Well, she wouldn't say until after the news broke and she started crying. We sat on our back porch, and anybody who has children, I could be chased by five defensive linemen. It doesn't scare me, but when my daughter cries, it softens me up. And she said, Daddy, I wanted you to go back and win one more Super Bowl. And I said, oh, why didn't you tell me that before?
All right, so there's Brett Favre. I let it linger a little bit longer because I know there are people that wanted to hear that. Is he the biggest flip-flopper of all time? This one lasted 3 weeks, and you can hear what he said there. So I think it was more on his end where he kept second-guessing himself, asking family, asking people, what do you think, what do you think, what do you think, what do you think, what do you think? And so he decides to unretire yet again and will play for the Minnesota Vikings. And I think I said this at the top of the show, or maybe I said it last hour if you were listening to America Tonight. You know, politicians, I think, are famous. A lot of them are famous for flip-flopping, and we can point out famous examples, certainly, of that. One that constantly gets played over and over again is the Bill Clinton flip-flop, where he did not have sex with that woman, remember? And then, of course, he has to come back and say something different to take it back. We're seeing with the Obama administration, one of my biggest complaints and the thing that I think makes me feel uncomfortable about some of what's happened in the early stages is constantly they are reacting to whatever happens. So instead of saying and meaning what they say, a lot of times they're backtracking, whether it's with the CIA and the photos or whatever it happens to be, or making the comments like Sergeant Crowley, remember that when he was asked about Professor Gates and what he thought of the situation, of course, with his Harvard professor friend and made the comment that the police acted stupidly, then in that case, he actually didn't sort of take it back, just soft-pedaled it. But we've seen a lot of that coming back on remarks that were made after the reaction bubbles out after there. Now, in this case, strictly from a sports point of view, he has to know, I mean, this is just a joke with Brett Favre, that people who have covered him for a long time, you had the heavy drama constantly in the last four seasons with Green Bay, then with New York, and then ultimately in coming to Minnesota. And now Green Bay Packer fans and football fans should salivate over some big games. Who knows, they could be nail-the-score games because there'll be a big one on October 5th, Green Bay taking on Minnesota in Minnesota, and then on the road at Lambeau Field November 1st, and you'll get to see the flip-flopper in action. Sports-wise, I would put George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, there have been a lot of boxers who have done that, have retired and then unretired. I put Roger Clemens certainly on the list, and we've seen other people come out of retirement in the past and try to make a go of it. But if you do it a couple of times, then you get put on the flip-flopper list. You may have the list of flip-floppers. You can certainly throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. In fact, with flip-flopping, just on the language, we're seeing that certainly with health care reform. What's the latest there? The Democrats say that they plan to go it alone, not worried about bipartisan cooperation. I'll tell you about that and some other things that have happened, including Barney Frank with a town hall meeting. Hang with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. itself. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me.
So we started off just a short while ago telling you about the Canadians in Vancouver. They're talking about cutting almost 7,000 surgeries that, by the way, are necessary surgeries. Also, in the UK, in one of their big papers there, the report that a woman had to have a baby on the sidewalk because the ambulance refused to pick her up because they didn't have an ambulance available, and they told her she should take a hot bath, and she should have arranged transportation since she knew she's been pregnant for 9 months. Yeah, that's great health care backing you up there. And, of course, it was one hospital, not to say that all the hospitals in England are the same. In our country, we have seen, amazingly, in the last 4 weeks plus, people shouting to the rooftops that they do not like the idea of, first of all, that there was this healthcare reform that was thrown out there and was going to be shoved down everybody's throats by the first day in August before everybody took off for their break. That was the problem. And that was the big problem with selling this in the first place, because there was no groundwork. It was just, okay, we're going to do this. We need health care reform. Boom, boom, bang. And here's our committee meetings. And then things would leak out. Well, this is one of the things that's going to be in it. And this is another thing that's going to be in it. And, oh, by the way, this is going to be in it. And you just hear bits and pieces would trickle out. And then, of course, now all of us can get a copy of the one House bill that's over 1,000-plus pages and look at it for ourselves and realize, geez, no wonder why things move so slowly and there's nothing but reaction in Washington. Who put this together? Who wrote this? How did they come up with this? Half of it just is a tangled mess and really makes no sense. Some of it is written in plain English, but then it doesn't make sense from the previous couple of pages you read before it, and that's a problem. If everybody that currently is in the House just voted away on that one and gave it the stamp of approval, I would call them ridiculous, because they're voting on something they don't even know specifically what it's spelling out, only part of the rhetoric they're hearing in the hallway or whatever their aides have told them. So, of course, many, there are some congresspeople and some senators who aren't taking to their constituents and going out there and having town hall meetings, but there are many that are doing that. Barney Frank has been very vocal about a lot of things, a longtime congressman in Massachusetts, was talking to many people who showed up for a town hall meeting. Here's a little bit of this testy exchange.
You're going to bankrupt this country, you and the Democrats, and you're making a mistake.
I'm in response, sorry, but I really don't understand your mentality. What do you think you'll accomplish by yelling? What do you accomplish by yelling? When you're through yelling, call me. Are you incapable of a conversation in which you talk and then I talk? Do you have to interrupt? I mean, I don't ask you to trust me. I ask you to have a civil conversation.
Can you pledge to all of us here tonight that if a new government single-payer system is instituted, that you will opt out of your Cadillac insurance and into the same one that we will be forced to take?
The government is not the church. Socialism is taking money that people don't want to give, assuming that you can do better with that money than they can.
Well, I disagree that it's socialism to have unemployment come to. Is Medicare bankrupt? No, it's not technically bankrupt. It needs more money. If we hadn't gone to the war in Iraq, which I thought was a terrible mistake and voted against, we would have had more than enough money to pay for health care. Great! I think... I just asked the chairman. I've asked the chairman to ignore the disruptions. My own... I'm just curious, do you really think that's thoughtful conversation? Do you really think that advances your argument? I thought you were thoughtful people here to have a conversation. I guess I don't understand. Is it because you don't like what I'm saying that you don't want me to say it? What's the matter with you all? I don't understand your mentality. What do you think you will accomplish by yelling? What do you accomplish?
All right, so you can see it broke out into the same thing. What are you accomplishing? Yelling, all that other sort of nonsense that we've seen in a bunch of other places, and it's the frustrations bubbling over for the people, and I don't blame them, and I think it has more to do with frustrations of other things. Just healthcare is one of them, but there are other reasons that are driving people to these meetings, and of course, let me tell you what the biggest thing is. It's the thing that I just mentioned. It's the ambiguous language that nobody can understand, that no average American can understand, that they're trying to rush through in some kind of a crisis-type mode without any examination at all by the people that they represent. I mean, we the people, we are the government. So, yes, if we do have to do something about the system, but we need legislation we can understand that makes sense to us, that can actually be enacted as it's written. Imagine that. Not one that is riddled with half-cocked and ambiguous language that has to be fixed, because then when they fix it, they change things in bills that you don't see that creep in there. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. God, he's a moron. I can't believe this guy carries I can't believe he has a higher office, any office.
I agree with you. I mean, again, listen to the conversation, the nastiness, yeah.
And he was just horrible, and these people vote him in. Well, how dumb are the people in the Northeast to keep voting him in up here in Massachusetts with the guy that he's a pompous ass?
Well, and I think Barney Frank, if I were truly just giving you my opinion on him, even regardless of health care reform, I would call him that as well. But I think a lot of the things that he's bungled have been when it comes to the financial end of things. So I'm not a big Barney Frank fan either.
Oh, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yep, exactly. You nailed it.
Anything.
Yep.
Make investments on them. Come on. The guy had his hand in their pocket. He's from
absolutely.
Medicare Mass. Well, he's from Mass, ain't he?
Exactly. He's a mess,
yeah.
And it was a mess what he created there, so I wouldn't let his opinion hold any weight in anything.
I, I the guy annoys the hell out of me. But, you know, I want to say I am another talk show, afternoon talk show fan. I like to listen to it. We won't go into no names, conservative talk show. And the guy has just been aggravating me to death because he keeps playing these General Motors commercials.
Yes.
Any conservative right now, and I'm sorry for anybody listening that's retired from General Motors, works for General Motors, but any conservative right now to back government motors, it kills me. It actually just kills me because I can't do it. We were talking about it the other night. We were looking at some different vehicles, and I can't do it. I can't bring myself to buy a General Motors.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I'm not a big fan. Yeah.
And the cash for clunkers, definitely I wouldn't be in on that because I don't think it's your place, Matt's place, Mark from New York's place, or Don from Wyoming's place to pay for my car. I mean, if I can't afford a new car, I don't need to buy a new car.
Yeah, but you heard this, too. They're having problems with cash for clunkers anyway because now all these dealerships that were told they would get the checks in 10 days haven't gotten the money. It's been over 3 weeks, and they haven't gotten any of the money.
Oh, we knew it was going to be a joke. I mean,
right.
Let me tell you something. For anybody listening that wants this health care, just think about this. If they cannot pay $1 billion to car dealers on a promise, what makes you think they're going to give you health care that's worth a damn? You get what I'm saying?
My thoughts, exactly.
You can't depend on these same people that's from Social Security. They back Fannie Mae. They thought Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were the thing. And George Bush is just bad. They gave General Motors and Chrysler billions in bailout without thinking about what they were going to do with the billions or getting a structured plan with the billions. They come in, they fire, you know, Obama fired the head of General Motors, put us $1 trillion in debt, spent more money than all 43 presidents combined. And people say, well, you were in business. You know you got to make money or spend money to make money. You don't spend money you don't have. And you can't print money because when you print money, you ruin our economy. You make higher inflation, which is sooner or later going to end to higher taxes.
Absolutely, because it ends in the deflation of the dollar, and you see where that is now. Well said, Stu. Drive safely. If you have thoughts like Stu's or any other thoughts about some of the stuff we've been talking about, of course, healthcare, naturally, the whole reform process is taking front and center for a big chunk of the show. We talked about Brett Favre as well and some other things. You can always flip me an email, americatonight.net.
I am officially retiring from the NFL and Green Bay Packers.